And there was my father, standing with me outside, admiring a day's work, hair on his head, fully in remission, when he turned to me and he said, "You know, Michael, this house saved my life." So, the following year, I decided to go to architecture school. But there I learned something different about buildings. Recognition seemed to come to those who prioritized novel and sculptural forms like ribbons or pickles. And I think this is supposed to be a snail. Something about this bothered me. Why was it that the best architects, the greatest architecture, all beautiful and visionary and innovative, is also so rare and seems to serve so very few? And more to the point, with all of this creative talent, what more could we do? Just as I was about to start my final exams, I decided to take a break from an all-nighter and go to a lecture by Dr. Paul Farmer, a leading health activist for the global poor. And I was surprised to hear a doctor talking about architecture. "Buildings are making people sicker," he said. "And for the poorest in the world, this is causing epidemic-level problems. In this hospital in South Africa, patients that came in with, say, a broken leg to wait in this unventilated hallway walked out with a multi-drug-resistant strand of tuberculosis. Simple designs for infection control had not been thought about, and people had died because of it."